we train our minds because we see the value of having a trained mind, that our only true possessions are the qualities we develop in the mind. So you have to ask yourself, what kind of possessions are you gathering up? Some people gather up greed, aversion, and delusion. It's like gathering up junk and putting it into your suitcase and then carrying it around. You want to carry around gold. So develop any of the perfections where you see you're lacking, so your perfections will become complete. That way you harvest the goodness that can come from being a human being. The things we amass, the status we have in the world, that's something you have to leave behind. You leave those things behind. You want to leave the good things behind as well. In other words, the way you've treated other people, the way you've treated the world. There's that sign you sometimes see in the national parks. It says, take only photographs, take only memories, leave only footprints. In other words, you don't take anything away from the park, and you don't leave a mess. You clean up after yourself. Well, it's the same in this life here on Earth. This is not a place where we can stay. It's a place where we pass through. And so take good qualities. This is an opportunity to develop generosity, virtue, renunciation, discernment, persistence, endurance, truth, determination, goodwill, equanimity. Those are things we can take from our actions in the world. So act in ways that develop those qualities. And things we leave behind, of course, the fruits of our generosity. That's our gift to the world. Because you see people trying to take things out of the world, and those things get peeled away from their grasp. And what they end up taking is sorrow, lamentation, pain, distress, and despair, greed, aversion, and delusion. When you take those things away, they weigh you down. To look at the world as an opportunity, a field for opportunities, which you can develop good qualities, and choose the good qualities you find where you're lacking. That way you can live in this world. When the time comes to leave, you leave well. In other words, you stay well and you go well. There's that epithet for the Buddha, the one well gone. He's gone because he's trained his mind to have independent goodness inside, so that wherever he goes, he's going to go well. Because he went to the best destination possible, nirvana. We can take him as an example. He was sensitive to all the different ways in which we can create suffering. He was circumspect in learning how to put an end to all those different ways. He wants us to be sensitive and circumspect as well. So think about your life, where it's going. The body goes to death, but the mind keeps going. And where it goes depends on what you do, and particularly the qualities you develop in the mind. So as we're sitting here developing concentration, mindfulness, discernment, we're amassing good things. And strengthen the mind so that when it leaves things behind, it can leave very good things behind as well.